Practice test for the Michigan ECBE by Antigone Bertolli and James Richards. Copyright 2015 to 2021, Stefanos Patakis S.A. and Antigone Bertolli.
Test 1.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
Would you mind moving over one so I can have a better view of the screen?
Not at all.
Where are the speakers?
Number 2.
I'm going to New York City next Friday. I can't wait to see the Big Apple.
Are you flying?
Yeah, I'm taking the red eye. It was much cheaper.
You might be able to get some sleep on the plane.
I'll try to. Meanwhile, eat your heart out.
Yeah, right. Didn't you know I spent a weekend in New York last month?
What is true about the man?
Number 3.
I've got to hand it to you. It took a lot of courage to overcome your fear and board our roller coaster.
There's only one thing I'd like to ask. Have there ever been any accidents?
There's no need to worry. There are 3 safety systems on this ride. You're absolutely safe, provided you follow all safety regulations.
How does the woman feel about the man?
Number 4.
I'm expecting a call from Mr. Jones. Please keep him posted if he calls.
Should I take a message?
Just ask him if they're going to extend the contract.
How can he reach you if he needs to speak to you?
Give him my cell phone.
What does the man want?
Number 5.
Did you register for the biology course yet?
No, I'm torn between that and physics too.
The deadline's tonight. You'd better make up your mind soon.
What? I thought we had till next Monday.
Talk to the professor. Maybe she can put you on a wait list.
I have an appointment with her tomorrow about some changes I have to make on my assignment. Perhaps I can move it. This can't wait.
What will the man probably do later?
Number 6.
We could meet tomorrow, say about 11?
I'm on a really tight schedule.
What is true about the woman?
Number 7.
We really appreciate your hard work for the company all those years. But financial difficulty has made us take some quite difficult decisions.
Give it to me straight. I can handle it.
I am afraid we have to lay you off.
What will happen to the man?
Number 8.
Let's get started. I organized the staff meeting to talk about ideas to improve school security.
But we already have controlled access to school buildings.
I was actually thinking about what to do in the event of bomb threats.
Just the thought makes my blood freeze.
What does the man say about the topic of the meeting?
Number 9.
I'm so tired and hungry.
Same here. At least we're off in half an hour.
We can grab a bite on our way to the concert.
Okay. What do you want?
What will the speakers do next? Number 10.
So, it's the movies with Sally and Tom, right?
Yeah. We're meeting outside the movie theater at 7.
And what shall we do after that? How about dinner?
Well, I don't know. Let's play it by ear.
What is true about the speakers? Number 11.
How could you have failed your driving test again, Julia?
It all started when I changed lanes in the intersection without signaling.
Is that so serious?
No, it wasn't that. When the examiner pointed that out, I got so nervous that I slammed on the brakes and stopped a mere 1 foot from the car in front of me.
Yikes! Why did the woman fail her driving test? Number 12.
What's been eating you lately? You've been on edge.
I'm really sorry for the way I've been acting.
If you tell me what's been bugging you, maybe we can work things out together.
It would help to pour my heart out to someone.
How can the woman help the man? Number 13.
So, how was your first day at school? Did you get along well with the kids and the rest of the faculty?
Almost everybody bent over backwards to make things easier for me.
I told you your fears were really unfounded.
What do we learn about the woman? Number 14.
I can't believe you ate 5 chocolate bars in less than an hour.
Get off my case. You know I've got a sweet tooth.
I know, and I'm fine with that, as long as it doesn't make you sick one day.
If something's going to make me sick, it's your constant nagging.
How does the woman feel? Number 15.
Hello, I'd like to return this t-shirt I received over the holidays. I have a gift receipt.
I can give you a refund unless it was a clearance item, which it was from what I can see in our system.
But I don't like it and it doesn't fit.
I understand that. The best I can do is to give you store credit.
That'll do.
What will the woman probably do? Number 16.
I have to pick up George from the airport on Thursday afternoon.
What do you mean Thursday? I thought we had tickets to the Knicks game on Thursday. We got seats behind the bench.
No, that's next Thursday.
Phew, I'm losing track of time.
What has happened? Number 17.
What's the best way to get to the stadium?
Trust me, you want to avoid going via downtown, although it's the shortest route. What you can do instead is take the Lincoln Tunnel and follow signs for Route 3 West. Take Route 3 West for 2 miles to the Sports Complex exits, 16 West or 18 West. From there, you'll get directly to the Sports Complex parking areas.
Where is the stadium? 18.
Hey, look at that! State-of-the-art digital camera for only $300. I think we should get it.
Let's not rush into something until we've done our homework. I think we should do some online research before we make a final decision.
What does the woman think? Number 19.
We have work to do. When do you think we can start?
I can start right away. Fill me in on the task.
Okay. I need you to brief me on our new software before we prepare a presentation for the convention next month. The deadline is next Tuesday.
No problem. Do I get to pick my own team?
What can the man do for the woman? Number 20.
Have you heard the latest news?
Are you talking about Mrs. Thompson's resignation?
She did not resign. She was fired.
You've lost me there. Wasn't she transferred to our Denver offices?
How does the man feel about the news? End of part 1.